I'm Chris with your Linux headlines on November 27th, 2019. The team behind Zorin OS has responded to community questions about its use of telemetry data. Recently, a Reddit user flagged up that Zorin's privacy policy states that the distro will occasionally call home, which caused some controversy about its spying on its users. The CEO of Zorin Group has responded by pointing out that the information collected is fully anonymized and only used for helping the distro understand how many active users it has. However, the company has taken the community feedback on board and has restated its intention that in the very near future, this sort of data collection will be something that users will be able to opt out of during installation of the distro. Microsoft is continuing to add features to its terminal application that Linux users have long enjoyed. The latest preview release of Microsoft's open source app includes the ability to split a terminal window into multiple horizontal and vertical panes with easy keyboard navigation between them. In addition, you can now reorder your open tabs and also choose to suppress application titles in them for a tidier tab bar. There's also been some extra polish applied to the user interface, and this current preview ought to provide a pretty good idea of the shape of the final product that's due to ship around April next year. And Mac users also saw some open source love today with the release of version 2.2 of Homebrew. As well as improved performance in a number of areas, the biggest changes in the package manager this release are that it gained support for macOS Catalina while dropping it for Sierra. And the project is now also listed on GitHub sponsors to provide another simple funding option for anyone wanting to support its development. The latest release of Kali Linux has made some big desktop changes. The project had wanted to standardize on a lightweight desktop environment that could run effectively on a variety of hardware platforms and has now made the move to XFCE. Alongside the desktop change, the latest release also features a new fast theme switcher, which rapidly reskins Kali to look like Windows 10 in order to draw less attention to itself. And on top of an experimental option to use ButterFS as your root file system, the distro has also included a convergence-like feature that lets you run Kali on your Android phone with input and output being handled by an external keyboard and monitor. And finally today, we'll be taking a short break for Thanksgiving, returning on Monday, December 2nd. So happy holidays from all of us. That's your headlines today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/58.